Good morning.
Morning.
Let's see. All right. Have you ever tried to pour something from one bottle into another bottle?
Yes, and I failed.
You failed?
Yeah.
What do you mean you failed?
It spilled all over the counter.
It spilled all over the counter. Awesome. So this might actually work. Do any of you know what this is?
So basically,
you know what it's called?
Oh,
a funnel. Do you know what it's for?
So you stick the bottom part into that smaller cup, and you pour the
bigger
cup of water into the
funnel.
And it goes.
So, alright, so first, let's try. See, there's some drops getting spilled. So, Nick, will you hold that little bottle? Do you think it's going to spill if we use the funnel? No? Wow. Awesome. You're right. Okay. So, you put the funnel into one of the bottles and then pour whatever you have into that bottle. The funnel acts like a guide and puts whatever you are pouring in just the right place so nothing is spilled or lost. I would like us to think that the funnel is like the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God. We can try to do things on our own, and we can try to understand how God wants us to live. We can read books and talk to other people, but that doesn't really tell us how God loves us as people. We want to feel the love from God. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God is like a funnel. The Spirit is a guide who brings the love of God right to us without spilling one drop. Whatever God wants us to know, the Spirit of God tells us. The Spirit of God teaches us how to forgive and how to be honest with each other. The Spirit does not make this up, however, brings it to us straight from God. Next time you see someone using a funnel, think about how it is like the Spirit of God. You must remember that the funnel does not make the stuff that it helps to pour. It comes from somewhere else. The same is true of the Spirit. The Spirit does not make up what He teaches us. The things the Spirit pours into us are the good stuff that comes from God. The Spirit is like a funnel carrying the good news from God to us. Can we bow our heads and pray? Lord, today we thank You for these beautiful children here with us, as well as the amazing fathers You have blessed us with. We thank You for the Holy Spirit acting as a funnel to deliver the good news from God to each one of us. And most importantly, we thank You for our Heavenly Father always being here and there for us to call on day or night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Justin. Yes.